Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yan Up Strong. Now, media support for families, a free online program helps parents of kids with disability. Look, fantastic. This is a great concept and a great idea. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Carol Mucky Dads, Triple P's Country Director, and talk about this space. We've got Carol on the line. Carol, good morning. How are you?
I'm really well. Good morning, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Fantastic. Immediate support for families. Free online program helps parents of kids with disability. So tell us how this came about. Is it up and running now? And what do we do? How do we use the services as such? Please, Carol.
So Stepping Stones Triple P Online, it's freely available now. Families can just go to our website, click on it 24/7, access the program on any device that they're comfortable using. Mm-hmm. And it provides a structured program to help support parents to help their children get the best out of life with their developmental delay, disability, mm-hmm. neurodiversity. Lots of practical strategies for families to help with those everyday routines like getting to bed, eating meals, getting out the door in the morning with the least amount of stress and fuss.
Fantastic. So they visit your webpage. Is that how it works, Triple P?
Yes, if they just jump on our webpage at triplep-parenting.net.au, they can find the program there and start straight away. Mm. It's really quite practical in giving parents tips to help build their relationship with their children,
yes.
help build their children's social skills and independence so they feel confident in mm-hmm. their parenting and children have the potential to thrive.
Fantastic. So we're talking about an educational platform.
It really is an educational platform, and we can all do with some help learning some parenting
exactly.
skills at
yes.
various times and to make sure that we're doing the best that we can for our children, because we know that when children have warm, caring, mm. responsive parents, that they grow up to thrive.
Look, fantastic. Look, hats off to all the parents out there. When we look at our pet human, when the child is born, there's not a manual that comes with it, is there, Carol? So, you know, we learn as we go along, and it's great to have programs like so to enhance that that space to become a parent.
That's so true. There isn't a manual. And so this is the closest thing we have to giving some parents some really good tips. And we know that early intervention is absolutely critical. What we do in those first few years with our baby and our child really sets them up for life.
Okay, fantastic. And the program itself, it's for the parents learning to become a parent, but is there engagement for the child with disability as well?
This program is more just for the parent, so we sort of equip
okay.
the parent with
yes.
the skills that they need
sure.
to help build their children's confidence and well-being. And it really helps parents as well, because
yeah.
if you're struggling, unsure of what you're doing and you're lacking confidence, it's really hard to be parenting consistently and predictably mm. for your child. So it gives you some confidence as a parent that you're on the right track and you're doing the best that you can for your child.
Yeah, well, while you're being a parent, you want to know how you're engaging. Is it working, yeah, sort of thing? So this gives you a second thought process or like an opinion or give you other ideas. So it's a great tool.
It is a great tool. And that's really important that it is just a tool. It's strengths-based in that mm. families know their children best.
Yes.
So we give a range of options and parents can then determine what are the strategies and supports that they want to put in place for their particular family.
And there's access to further queries if a parent's got any questions or what have you?
We do provide some ideas on our webpage on where families can go for extra support, but key places would be just going to your GP, your child health nurse, or asking at your school for some support in terms of what else may be helpful for you and your family.
Fantastic. Is this sort of program, where did it come from, Carol, in regard, and does this happen a yearly thing where you come up with ideas and what have you?
Well, Triple P and Stepping Stones has been around for about 40 years, developed through clinical psychologists at the University of Queensland down in Brisbane. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, the Australian government has recognised the importance of parenting education and support, and particularly in those early years. And so they've provided grant funding to make this program freely available across the whole of Australia.
Yes.
And so that's where we've been able to develop it now to an online format to make it more accessible.
Build it and they will come, Carol.
What we're hoping for, absolutely.
Good yarning with
you. To be
honest, yes.
I was going to say we've had 500,000 families across Australia have now taken up the programs in the last 2.5 years. So that it certainly is build it and they will come.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. When kids open up a Facebook page, they look at how many likes they get, and that indicates where they're sitting in life in regard to society. This is good. This is where we're talking about, 500,000?
Yeah, 500,000, 500,000 families.
There you go. It's working, Carol. Thank you for sharing, and all the best to your team.
Thank you so much, Trevor. Lovely talking with you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. Carol Mucky Dads, her name is, Triple P's country director, and talking about immediate support for families. Free online program helps parents of kids with disability. So do check it out. Go to the webpage, Triple P, Positive Parenting Program, and check out that fantastic program calling Stepping Stones Triple P. So do check it out, your mom. A supporting arm there, help you as parents. And like I said, when we give birth to our beautiful pickaninnies, there's not a manual that comes with it for our pet human, so look at any ways of progressing as a parent, and here's a fantastic way for kids with disability. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarnin with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM, Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, National Talk Black, too deadly.
People dancing. My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, there it is, Tabanaba. Jesse Lloyd here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn of yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, your mob. Looking at our news headlines, looking at our new 7 News here. Australian Monarchists League suggests new $5 banknote with King Charles and Indigenous design. We've done the Reserve Bank's job for them. There's a statement here. The Reserve Bank of Australia is facing increasing backlash after it was revealed executives charged taxpayers more than $507,000 to remove the Queen's portrait from the existing banknote. In 2023, the RBA announced it would be replacing the nation's longest reigning monarch with a design that celebrates the connection that First Nation people have to country. On Tuesday, the Australian Monarchs League, AML, revealed a compromise design that pays tribute to both Indigenous Australians and maintains the tradition of featuring the monarch on the banknote. The AML chairman, Philip Benwell, told 7news.com.au, our design costs the taxpayers nothing and manages to pay tribute to both First Nation people and the King. We've done the Reserve Bank's job for them. The proposed design includes Uluru on the left, the Wattle and Rainbow Serpent in the middle and King Charles III on the right. Many took a social media to comment on the design, with a petition attracting hundreds of signatures with hours of launching. Heath McPherson said, "I don't particularly like Charles, but he should be on our $5 note as beloved Queen was." Alan Evans slammed the decision, telling the RBA to maintain the status quo. "Put the monarch back on $5 note," he says. In 1966, Australia's $1 banknote featured both Queen Elizabeth II and Indigenous Australians, and monarchs calling for this to happen again. The RBA was contacted for comments. And that's where it sits in regarding the new $5 notes. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. What's happening in your world or with your mob, with your clan, with your organisation? All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. And a big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this big island, the Deadly Island. And hope you're doing well, your mob. And thank you for your input and the work you do there. Big shout out to NERS. Let's go to Black Rock Band. Beautiful colours, red, black and yellow.
What's the colour of our flag? Red, black and yellow. What's the colour of our flag? Red, black and yellow.
Game.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country for your daily program. And this is BBM 98.7 FM. And the program is National Talk Black. A big shout out to NERS, National Israel Radio Service. You go across the country thanks to NERS. And you can yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, I hope you've locked away the dates in regarding CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, and Queensland's biggest First Nation art market. And that's happening again, and 16 years running, fantastic. Back at the tanks, and the dates are 10 and 13 July, 10 right through to 13 July. So block it out, whatever you got on, cancel it. Make sure you join us at the tanks for the art fair, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, fantastic. We're going to catch up a yarn now with India Collins, Exhibitions and Development Manager, and just talking about the, we're doing an artist call out, showcasing art, crafts and wares. For anybody who's got art and connection to Queensland, come and check it out. We got India on the line. India, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program.
Of course. Let's
start with India Collins. Who's India Collins? Where do you stem from?
So I actually come from Canada originally, but I've been in Cairns for almost 20 years.
Okay.
And working with CIAF for over 8 years now.
Beautiful. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we claim you. We adopt you after two cyclones, two wet seasons. You're local, sister.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Look, we're talking about a fantastic opportunity, artist call out to showcase art, crafts and wares at CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, come 10, 13 July. So tell us what you're looking for, and is it across the state, if not the country, connections to Queensland, and what sort of art forms we're talking here?
So the Artisan Showcase, which is a rebranding of what used to be called the Art Market, the purpose of that is to really emphasize on the quality of work that we're looking for in the Artisan Showcase. We want to showcase artists and artisans from all over Queensland, but we're inviting artists who have familial connections to Queensland, whether they live up here or live elsewhere, is fine, and also for artists who reside in Queensland. So it's an expression of interest, and we're asking everyone to apply to showcase the best of their work. So the kinds of work that we're looking for are, you know, handmade products, woven textiles, baskets, mats, wall hangings, jewelry. There's a whole range of product. And in that expression of interest, we've got some very clear guidelines of what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And we're elevating this craft to kind of another level with that new name, because we have the Art Fair Showcase, which is more like the White Wall Gallery. And this is just a different type of work, but equal in quality, just a different kind of work, some smaller wares, and, you know, more of the smaller items that people can take away with them.
Fantastic. And, Indy, how do people apply EOI?
So if they go to our website, they'll be able to find the expression of interest. If they scroll down on the main page, the expression of interest call-out is there. There's also a kit for exhibitors to look through to get all the information they need. Good. They can always call, and I'm happy to take calls and help people with their queries, or through social media, through our Facebook and Instagram pages. We've got links there as well.
And just paint the picture of what platform they'd be sitting on, because we're talking about CIAF, which is a Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, operating 16 years, started 16 years ago at the tanks, moved on, now it's come back to the tanks. Look, it's a great platform. It's becoming world-renowned, and it's one of the biggest art fairs in the state.
It is, Trevor. So the art fair is inside the tanks, in Tank 3 and 4, and the Artisan Showcase is outside on the promenade area, and we're showcasing similarly to how we showed at the overseas passenger terminal in large pavilion-style tents. So the actual format will be the same internally as we've always had, same scale, but it'll just be a really bustling kind of space.
Sure.
On the promenade, it'll be activated with a day program and food and all kinds of activities throughout the day. So it's a much more intimate site.
Yes.
For us to be hosting the event. So there's lots going on.
And then just to paint the picture, when we're talking about the tanks, we're talking amongst the rainforest there in the Whitfield Range there. So Mother Nature in his flesh, and seeing First Nation people entwined in Mother Nature and country of the First Nation people. Fantastic space, yes.
Yeah, and that's been something that that we've sort of missed, is just having that connection to the earth and just being able to spend time outdoors, under the trees, in nature. A lot of artists have shown work in the tanks previously. Everyone's familiar with that space. It's really intimate and it's natural. And it's a venue that's intimate, but it's big enough to house all of our activations.
Yes.
So we're actually not a smaller event. We're actually, stronger, and we've got a much more, directed program focusing really heavily on the art sales for artists. The idea is to platform artists and get them selling their work to that captive audience that we're bringing up here from all over the country and internationally.
Yeah, fantastic. So to all our deadly mob out there across the states, if not the country, if you've got a Queensland connection, yes, we're screaming out, artists call out to showcase your work and expressing of interest. Go to the CIAF webpage. CIAF is CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. Do check it out. Indy, thank you for your yarn. Big shout out to your deadly team. We'll be yarning soon, coming closer to the event. But of course, Bummer Bipper Media are connected with you guys, and we'll be there doing the outdoor broadcast as always we've done for 16 years. And you take care, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Take care, Dale. Bye bye.
Okay, bye.
A deadly yarn there. That's India Collins, her name is, exhibitions and development manager. And look, they're doing a scream out, a shout out to for artists out there across the state for your art, craft, and wares to be hosting and working at the CIAF, Cairns Art Fair, for 2025. So do check it out, your mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong. We're across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, based here in Cairns. Bummer Bipper Media, 98.7 FM, Yidinji Country, and National Talk Black. It is your program.
Okay. Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
I'm created by the Most High, powerful host of angels in the sky. This I say. I know like cultural dancing be passed down from generation, expressing my identity. This is a representation to my land and coral sea. Coral sea, wo-yo-yo-yo. As we strike and hit the ground, feel the earthquake beneath your feet. My spirit's filled with strong belief. Feel the energy. Drink it. My bala, too good. Respect. Powder. This one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the island.
Feel the energy.
Strength. My bala, too good. Respect. Powder. This one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the island. Yeah. Snap him. Watch him strike him. You play be look.
Feel the energy.
How we gonna do it? Mob yo, yo, they plug out energy.
Hit 'em up, yeah.
Masik, yo, you plug out energy.
You look there, Masik.
Saint Paul,
yo,
they plug out energy.
You plug out energy.
Saibai,
yo,
you plug out energy.
Strike him, wawa.
Badu,
Badu,
yo, they plug out energy.
How got there, wawa.
Danley,
Danley,
yo, you plug out energy.
Danley, Danley.
Daru,
Daru,
yo, they plug out energy.
Daru, yeah.
Mari Island,
Mari
yo,
Island.
You plug out energy.
Wawa style,
feel the energy.
Strike it, my bala, too good. Respect, powder, this one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the island.
Feel the energy.
Strike it, my bala, too good. Respect, powder, this one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the island. Stop him, watch him strike him, you probably look
feel the energy,
too good, watch him, born to dance,
feel the energy.
is who you know. And I know someone. See what we just overcome? We must be the chosen ones. When I'm feeling low, I get high. Roll me some. Hit that on the first night. That's a hole in one. Give a damn when they envy me. They ain't matching this energy. Building up my legacy. I'm in the lab with this chemistry. The MVP. I'm back up and it's lit. From that get-go, I didn't quit. Now they all know I'm legit. I come with open hands. I'm spreading love. I do the most I can. That girl did my brody wrong. Now he's a broken man. I'm Guru to all this hate. I gotta focus, man. How you talking down on me when you standing on stolen land? Where my eyes at, I'm the main. Standing on my business, you know how I do my thing. They all manipulate and politic. That's proper shame. What goes around comes around like a boomerang. Working, you're wasting my time. Looking for what? Looking for signs. Making a stack when I'm busting a rhyme. When I began, I came in divine. Remember the time, had nothing to shine. Nothing to shine. I'm hustling, taking over like the government. Now get to action, jumping in. My cousin out here thugging it. Like what now? Which way? They too fake, can't stand him. I'm up now and I'm here to stay. By true God, they gammon. Oh my God, I'm the main. Standing on my business, you know how I do my thing. They all manipulate and politic, that's proper shame.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Arabians, Fred and Richard Kiewat, and this is your daily program, National Talk Black, and Trendy Trevi, Murray from the Curry, and a big shout to all my family there. We're Dunley Island, Sella Pit Mob, thank you very much. And one hour program here at National Talk Black, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns and Yidinji country, BBM Bumblebeep Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Yarn up strong on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, registrations are now open for Clean Up Across Queensland, supporting women experiencing domestic violence this May. Queensland residents are being called to take action this May by registering a local cleanup event, not only to protect the environment, but also support women experiencing domestic and family violence. Look, we're down on Catch Over Yarn now with Jenny Angedes, Clean Up Australia's CEO. We have Jenny on the line. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. It's a great opportunity, keeping Queensland clean, but also supporting women experiencing domestic violence.
Yes, what an incredible partnership.
Yes.
So it's a wonderful opportunity for Queenslanders to get out and volunteer and do something for the environment. And in May, for every volunteer who signs up to a clean-up, $20 will be donated from the incredible Ubuntu Foundation for Women Experiencing Family Violence. So great way to do two fantastic things at once.
Yeah, fantastic. So when you say registrations are now open, so how to apply, we have a web page as such for people to apply?
Yeah, that's correct. So it's completely free to get involved in a clean-up, and thanks to all the listeners in your area that already do get involved in clean-ups. And we know that, you know, Indigenous rangers, for example, get involved in regular clean-ups all the time, which is just incredible. So for anyone new to Clean Up Australia, our website is cleanup.org.au. You can join that website. You can join a cleanup that's already going on, or it's really easy to create your own cleanup. And you can do that with your community, or you can just do it by yourself or with your family and friends. You can just head out for an hour. It makes an enormous difference. We will send you all the free materials to do that cleanup, the gloves, the bags, everything you need, sharps kits will come to you in a kit, and that kit takes about 2 weeks to get out to you. So that's why we're sort of saying and suggesting that people register now, just so you make sure you get your kit in time for May.
And how long has this partnership been going for regarding the Clean Up Queensland, and also working closely and supporting women experiencing domestic violence?
Yeah, so Clean Up Australia, we're having our 35th anniversary year this year, so our charity's been going for a long time. But this partnership is brand new. So the Ubuntu Foundation was set up by a lovely Queenslander called Carolyn Vincent, and she has two real passions. One is she's a regular clean-up person. She gets out there and picks up rubbish, but she's also got a passion for helping women who are experiencing domestic and family violence. So she's found a way through this great partnership to bring her two passions together and do two great things at once. So getting involved in a clean-up for every volunteer who gets involved across the month of May, which is also Domestic Violence Prevention Month, she will donate $20 to the Queensland Women's Legal Service. So great way to do something really positive for the environment and support people facing family violence.
And if you look at family violence, it's really high. We talk about youth crime, which is way up there, but then domestic violence is way up there again. And it sort of, it tends to sort of fall by the wayside. So it's great that we've got focus on this and closing this gap, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, the Ubuntu Foundation and Clean Up Australia really thought through when we announced this partnership and set it up, is that often when you don't have a community around you, it's really hard to talk about these challenges.
Exactly.
And getting involved in a clean-up and walking along with, you know, family and friends and picking up rubbish, it's a lovely way to, you know, start those conversations and talk about difficult things.
Fantastic. So, yep, the registration is now open. So for people to be a part of it all and also supporting women experiencing domestic violence. Jenny, thank you for your yarn. All the best to your team. And let's clean up Queensland and let's close this gap regarding and women out there and their children. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and thanks in advance to everyone who, you know, makes the decision to get involved and do something really positive for our environment. Obviously, picking up some rubbish is a really simple thing to do, but it's a very powerful thing to do.
It is.
And for the month of May, we're adding an additional element to it of supporting those women and children facing family violence. So thank you so much,
Jenny,
for the chance to chat today. It's really my pleasure.
All the best, Jenny. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Trevor. Bye.
Adela Yander, Jenny Geddes, her name is Clean Up Australia CEO, and registration now open for Clean Up Across Queensland, supporting women experiencing domestic violence this May. So Queensland residents have been called to take action and this May by registering a local clean-up event, not only to protect the environment but also to support women experiencing domestic and family violence. Clean-up Australia and Carolyn Vinson's Ubuntu Foundation have joined forces to launch a community-driven initiative that turns volunteer action into direct financial support for women in need. For every person who registers and participates in the Ubuntu clean-up in Queensland between 1 and 31 May, 2025, the Ubuntu Foundation will donate $20 to Women's Legal Service Queensland, that's WLSQ, to help provide legal and support service to women facing domestic violence. Very good cause and clean up our beautiful state. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black.
Thinking about your body next to mine, butterflies gonna keep on flying. You're too messed up to remember.
Hey, love, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Raindrops are falling on my head. I'm just like a guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job.
Sacrifice, did it twice, run it back. A little bit of fire in my eyes. The beat is right, I'll dance to that. A little bit of patience and you're fine. Everybody's waiting in the line for a little bit of sweat and a real good sign. You know I work myself to the bone. The night's too young to leave it alone. No, I'm not gonna waste it at home. I'm going out tonight, out tonight. Shut their trap. Feeling good, just like I should.
going out tonight, out tonight.
If you wanna catch a vibe, maybe we can take a drive underneath the city lights. We're going out tonight, out tonight.
You know I work myself to the bone. The night's too young to leave it alone. No, I'm not gonna waste it at home. I'm going out tonight, out tonight, out tonight.
Deadly track there, that's Feeling Good, Royston Noel. Big shout out, my brother. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, Trinity Trev V. Murray from the Curry. About to sign off, you mob. Thank you for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. And that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Like I said, 1 hour program, National Talk Black, live here at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumber, Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation. Thanks to NERS. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We've got the news coming up via NERS, National Radio Service. Very soon, don't touch that dial. Take care soon.
Riding on empty, my wheel hand knuckle wide, before the day finds an end.